hands up here for you. That's what I said.
Did y'all do anything over there that we're like, we have to put it back up in here? I'm sure we want to scratch this table.
Yeah.
Well, I'd have to be moving the boat home from the put it back, and I'll get that way from home.
So if you want to take this one in, we'll see it.
Thank you.
Slow down, and all along with this shit there. Just back and straight across the hand.
You're very loud.
We don't ever get it, we'll just do it.
highlights will be TV. That's as I understand it.
I
That's it.
That's it.
Thank you.
Propaganda. There is reason to hope that specific agreements will be reached to curb the arms race. Taking the first step in limiting the capacity of mankind to destroy itself would mark a turning point in the history of the post-war world. It would add to the security of both the United States and the Soviet Union. And it would add to the world's peace of mind. A full generation of peace depends not only on the policy of one party or one nation, or one alliance or one bloc of nations. Peace for the next generation depends on our ability to make certain that each nation has a share in its shaping and that every nation has a stake in its lasting. This is the hard way, requiring patience, restraint, understanding, and when necessary, bold, decisive action. History has taught us the old opponents. History has taught us. I'll do that section again. A full generation of peace depends not only on the policy of one party or one nation or one alliance or one bloc of nations. Peace for the next generation depends on our ability to make certain that each nation has a share in its shape and that every nation has a stake in its lasting. This is the hard way, requiring patience, restraint, understanding, and when necessary, bold, decisive action. But history has taught us that the old diplomacy of imposing a peace by the fiat of great powers simply does not work. I believe that the new diplomacy of partnership, of mutual respect, of dealing with strength and determination will work. I believe that the right degree of American involvement, not too much and not too little, will evoke the right response from our other partners on this globe in building for our children the kind of world they deserve. A world of opportunity in a world without war.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Knockdown?
Which one, the last two?
That's where we're going to go.
A world of opportunity, and a world without war.